Okay. The first thing I said in response to some questions that came up is anything you put out on CIS Web, make sure you have a backup. They do back up CIS Web, but it's not as thorough as it could be or as frequent as it could be. So always make sure you have a copy of anything you put out on CIS Web. Okay, we are going to continue looking at access today. Okay, so you can either go in through Microsoft Office and access 2016. So, if you wanted to use a blank database, which we did last time, you click on the blank database. I'm going to actually go back and open the one I already created and that you hopefully already created. So I'm going to say open other files. And then after I say open other files, I'm going to go and browse. And pick on browse. And I put it out on my E drive, I believe. F drive? Put it on my F drive, okay. And it is called First F17. So I am going to click on First F17 and open it. Okay, so I'm opening this database. And there's the database. Okay, now it says click here to enable content. So I go ahead and click on that to enable content. Okay. So what I've got there is the student table that I created and the first query that I created. And those are there from when I created it. So if I go back and look at the table, if I right-click on it and say Design View, it brings up the structure of the table that I created. If I then click on the icon over here that looks like a graph, it will show me the data. And I can see my data. And I had 7 records worth of data. So I've now got a database with some data in it. And now what I want to do is do a series of other queries. So I'm going to close the table because when I'm making queries, it prefers that I have the table closed. So I'm going to close the table. And the first thing I'm going to do is look at this query that I created on Tuesday. So I'm right-clicking and saying Design View, and that brings that table up. Okay. So again, what we have here is I drag the fields down, and we'll create more queries so you'll see how it's done. Then I put in a table name, the table name. It put in the table name. And now I wanted to put in criteria, and the criteria is what I want it to use to determine whether or not to show a record. And the criteria I want to use is on major. So the intersection of criteria and major is where I put what I wanted to check. And I wanted to check and make sure that the major is CI. That's what I wanted to check for. So I'm saying if the major is CI, then I want to see the record. If the major is not CI, I don't want to see the record. I just want to see CI majors. So if I view this, click over here on View, it shows me the records that meet my criteria. So I am now seeing the records that meet my criteria. So again, if I click on display, design view, I see the structure of the query I created. Okay, now, the logic of this is that I am asking a question, and I'm asking, is the major equal to CI? And if the answer is yes, I want to display. So if the major is equal to CI, I want to display. If the answer is no, I don't want to do anything. So if the answer is no, I don't want to do anything. Okay. This is a logic flowchart. And logic flowcharts are used to let me think through logic and let me think through what I need to be able to write in my query or in my programs. So a logic flowchart shows me the logic that I want to implement. And then I implement it by coming down here and putting a major under CI under major. So I hit major equals CI, display the record. If it doesn't equal CI, don't display the record. Okay. So, now I want to look at another query. So I'm going to close this query. When I want to create a query, I go over here to create, and then I click on query design. So I first go to create, and then I go to query design. And when I go to query design, it comes up with the tables that I have. Well, I only have one table, so it only comes up with one thing. And it asks me to add that table. Okay, so I am going to add the table. And unfortunately, there we go. So I'm going to add the table. And then I can close. And as soon as I add the table, it's now sitting there waiting for me to do something with it. So I can say, I want to see ID number. I want to see name, I want to see major, and I want to see GPA. And maybe that's all I want to see. Maybe I don't want to see number of courses on this one. So I don't bring it down. I can bring down whatever fields I want, and I can bring them down in the order that I want. So now I'm going to say, I want to see I want to see majors that equal CI, and I want to have a GPA greater than 3.5. And if both of those criteria are met, I want to display. If I get a no to either question, I do nothing. Little bit about the logic flowchart. Decisions are put into diamonds. So I use diamonds to make a decision. And I use a parallelogram for input-output. So the parallelogram is for input-output, and displaying is output, because I want to display it on the screen. So I am using the parallelogram for input-output. Decisions, unless you're using artificial intelligence, decisions have yes, no's. There's no maybes. Okay, so decisions are yes or no. It's a very black and white rule. It's yes or it's no. So I say, is the major equal CI? There are two choices. The yes goes off to the, as you're facing it, off to the right, and the no goes off to the left. Now, that's the standard way of doing it. If you do it a different way, you've got to be very sure that you put the Y's and the N's there so that people, because people will assume that the yes goes off one way and the no goes off the other way. So they're going to assume that. So if the major is equal CI, then I ask the question, is the GPA greater than 3.5? And if I get a yes to that, I display. If I get a no to that, I do nothing. But now I need to join the yes and the no to tell me that the decision is complete. And then when I go down and so the outer one joins like this. Okay, so the outer one joins like that. The yes goes through the inner decision and comes out, and it goes down like that, so that I join the yes and the no. Okay. Now, these are two things in an AND relationship. These are two things in an AND relationship. So I'm going to put the CI here, and the greater than 3.5, I'm going to put as the criteria there. So I'm going to put in both of these criteria into the access table. So I'm coming down here and I'm putting CI there. And notice it put quotes around it. And I'm putting greater than 3.5 here. Only that should have been a point. And notice it doesn't put any quotes around that. Numeric literals are not enclosed in quotes. Non-numeric literals are enclosed in quotes. So greater than 3.5 is not, the 3.5 is not enclosed in quotes. Now if you remember back, I made the major a short text field. And I made the GPA a number. And since I'm testing greater than 3.5, I'm testing for a number, and the CI is short text, which means that it can be any characters, and so that works. When I want a number, I want a number there. And so I'm testing greater than a number because I said that the type is a number. Okay, so I have to test a number there. In short text, I can test anything. So these two things are in an AND relationship. And now if I go and view them, I see only the two records that were meeting both criteria. I'm seeing the two records that say CI and have a GPA greater than 3.5. All the other records aren't showing. I'm only showing the record that meets the criteria. Okay. Questions? Okay, so now I'm done with this query. I close it. It says, do you want to save the changes? Yes. It gives me a chance to add them. So I'm going to say CI and greater than GPA. It's got a greater than GPA test or something like that. I'm just trying to make up a name that's going to remind me what it is. So CI and a greater than GPA. than a certain GPA. And I say okay, and it now shows up over here under my queries. Okay? So now I want to make another, yeah.
Is it again?
Pardon me?
Did you do it again, please?
Yeah, I'm going to do a different one.
Okay, please.
So I'm saying create query design, and I'm saying add the STU table, and then close, and I'm going to bring down the same four fields. And now I'm going to say I want BU majors or greater than 3.5. So I want one or the other. And notice what I've got. The criteria is BU, and the OR line is the 3.5. Unfortunately, the lines don't show up very well. But the criteria is BU, and the OR is 3.5. So I'm saying one or the other. Now, when I do a logic flowchart for this, I am going to say, I want to see everybody that has a major equal to BU. And if they do, I want to display them. If they don't have a major equal BU, then I have another option. And that is their GPA greater than 3.5? So anybody with a GPA greater than 3.5 will also be displayed. And again, I join the yes and the no of the lower one. So I join it like that. And then I join the yes and the no up there in the higher one and join its yes and no together. So I've now said major equal BU or GPA greater than 3.5. So this is asking about two things in an OR relationship. Okay? So now I'm going to go and run this. And remember I said BU or greater than 3.5. Okay? So, here are the BUs, and here are the greater than 3.5s. Okay? Now, I don't happen to have one that meets both criteria, but I could have easily had one that met both criteria. I could have had a BU that had an average greater, a GPA greater than 3.5. Then it would show up as BU and a major greater, but it would still have been the BU that got it here because the BU was the first question I asked. I only asked if it was greater than 3.5 if it wasn't BU. Okay. So OR means either or both. It doesn't just mean one or the other. It means one or the other or both. Okay. Now I want you to do one where you say GPA greater than 3 will say and number of courses greater than 10. So I said, what, GPA greater than 3. And
number of courses greater than 10. So try putting those in, GPA greater than 3 and number of courses greater than 10. If you weren't here yesterday, you don't have the database, so you may want to look on with someone else. If you were here yesterday, hopefully you have the database. Again, remember, if you're having problems, Eric will be here at 2. And people that spend quality time with Eric tend to do very well in the course. Hint, hint. Okay, so if you're having problems, see him. And by the way, your homework is due by midnight tonight. After midnight is late, but up until midnight is fine. Your first web page is due by midnight. I take them late, but that responsibility number of points goes down. What?
Is that me too?
Yeah. Okay. It's everybody. Anybody got any questions on this? Is everybody creating the query? So did you create a query? Anybody having any problems? Okay. So I want a GPA greater than 3 and number courses greater than 10. So I'm going to say create, query design, add that, close, and I'm bringing down ID, student name. Come on, you can do it. You can drag it down, you can double click, you can use the arrow, whatever. So I said greater than 3, and the other criteria was greater than 10. So I've got the two things in an and relationship of GPA greater than 3 and number of courses greater than 10. So now I will run it, and those two people have the criteria of GPA is greater than 3 and number of courses is greater than 10. So those people met my criteria. Okay. Now go back and change that to an OR relationship where I ask for either one or the other of those. So to make it an or, I put the greater than 10 down on the next line. Okay. And that gives me the greater than 3 or greater than 10. And if I look at that, now I've got more people. This is greater than 3. This is greater than 10. Notice this one got there because of the GPA. And this one also got there because of the GPA. Okay, so without the GPA greater than 3, those two wouldn't get there. Okay, Because if I just tested number of courses, they wouldn't have shown up. Questions? Okay. And then every time, if you want to save them, you click on the X over there. Do you want to save it? Yes. Or test. This is just an or test that I'm saving because I didn't save the other one. And again, every time I save them, I've got my criteria, my queries over here. And I can go back and see any one of them at any point. Okay, now what I want to do is I want to create a query. Where I have a major equal to 10, and I want either a GPA greater than 3, and if I get a yes, I will display. Or I want number of courses, and we'll go with the greater than 10 again. So now I've got 3 decisions, and I take the bottom decision and join its yes and no. And then I back up one decision and join its yes and its no. And then I back up one more and join its yes and its no. So that's my flowchart. So I'm asking for the major equal, I wrote 10, didn't I? Not very clever. I want the major equal to CI. Sorry about that. So I want the major equal to CI and either GPA greater than 3 or number of courses greater than 10. So what thing has to be true?
Major.
Major has to be CI. And then one of the other two things has to be true. Either of the other two things has to be true. So I'm looking for CI and either. Okay. So this has to be true. And then I'm saying and either of these two things. And these two things are in an OR relationship. So the code has to be true and either of the other two things that are in an OR relationship. So now I'm going to go and write this. Yeah. But I mean, these go up on my notes, you know. You're gonna, if you go out and look at my smart board notes, I'm taking pictures of the screen.
Oh, all right.
So they'll be out there for you. Probably not till tomorrow morning or tomorrow sometime, but they'll be out there. I think I already captured it, but anyway, just to be sure. So now I'm getting rid of that. And now I need to put the stuff in down here. So what am I going to put here? Where am I going to put things to make this true? Somebody tell me what to put where.
Major CI.
Major CI. And what else? What line do I put that on?
Criteria.
Criteria line. Okay, now what do I do?
Number of courses or greater than 10.
On the or line, greater than 10. Okay, is this going to do it? No. Is this going to do it? What is this going to get me? It's going to get me CI and GPA greater than 3. Or just number of courses greater than 10. That doesn't have to have the major, that just says number of courses greater than 10. So what I've got right now is CI and GPA greater than 3, or number of courses greater than 10. That's what I've got so far. Is that what I want? No, because I said CI had to be true, right? CI had to be true. I only want to see CI majors. So, how can I fix this?
Put the 3 in GPA and OR.
Say that again?
Put the greater than 3 in GPA in the OR.
No, because then I would have CI or GPA. If I move this greater than 3, you're saying move it down a line, right?
Yeah.
Then I would have CI or those two have to both be true. So that would be CI or GPA greater than 3 and number of courses greater than 10. That's not what I want.
So would you have to drop one of them down another line?
Nope, because then I'd have CI or, or.
Yeah.
I'd have three ors. Anybody got a brilliant idea of how I can fix this? The problem is on the or line, right? The top line's okay, it's saying it's got to be CI and got to be greater than 3. The problem is on the OR line. So what can I add to the OR line that will make this work? Nobody's got a good idea? What can I add there? Okay. What about if I put CI down here again? Does that work now? Now it's saying major equals CI and GPA greater than 3 or major equals CI and number of courses greater than 10. That's what it's saying now, which means that in both of them, CI has to be true, right? And CI can be combined with either GPA greater than 3 or number of courses greater than 10. So it works if I put the CI down there and say this has to be true. Okay? So this has to be true because it's on both lines. So it has to be true. And then these are on two different lines, so it's either of these. So it's CI major and either of those. Does that make sense? Would somebody look like that was a great idea? Okay, and it works. Does that make sense? Okay, so now let's say I want CI majors with a GPA greater than 3 or BU majors with a GPA greater than 2.5. So try that one. That's not what I meant to do. Create query design. Okay, so what do I enter here under major? CI. Then what do I enter next?
BU under that.
BU under that, that works. Now what?
GPA greater than 3 under criteria.
Yep. And now what else? Yeah, under OR and the intersection of OR and GPA. So I now have, I want to see anybody with a CI major greater than 3 or a BU major greater than 2.5. Okay. So if I run this, I've got CI majors and they all have a GPA greater than 3, and the one BU major has a GPA greater than 2.5, so it worked. Okay, CI majors, so I've got CI majors greater than 3, and the BU one is greater than 2.5. So that worked. So, let's see. The flowchart for that one would be that I ask the question, is the major equal to CI? And if the answer is yes, is the GPA greater than 3? And if the answer is yes, I display. Now, what happens if the answer is a no to major equals CI? What do I want to ask? Is the major equal to BU? And if that's a yes, what do I want to ask?
GPA greater than 2.5?
Yep. If that's a yes, I'm going to display. If this is a no, I have nothing to do. If this is a no, I have nothing to do. If the GPA greater than 3 over on the other side is a no, I have nothing to do. And then I finally close up the major equals CI, I close up its yes and its no. And that gives me the flowchart for it. Okay. I would like you to try doing a flowchart now and then doing the thing for a situation where I want CI major or GPA greater than 3 or number of courses greater than 10. Any of those three. So try drawing a flowchart for that, and then we will also put, and then try putting it into Access. And this is the time when paper and pencil come in a lot handier than trying to draw this electronically, although you can do that in a variety of apps. So we're looking for CI and GPA, or CI or GPA greater than 3 or number of courses greater than 10. One of those three things I'm looking for.
CI folks.
CI or, okay, so next. Major CI or GPA greater than 3 or number of courses greater than 10. Why I would want to know this is beyond me, but I do. So I want them people that meet one of these three criteria or more. But all I care about is they meet one of them.
So that major, the first no, what's that major equal to?
BU. That's up there is CI. That one's BU. At various points in elementary school, I flunked both penmanship and spelling, so. And despite that, I succeeded in going to college. When you come to putting this in access, you should note that even though there's nothing on the line below the OR, it is another OR line. So this is really another OR line down here. And if you get that done, change it to 3 AMs. So instead of 3 ORs, make it 3 AMs. Because I wouldn't want you to be bored.
Any questions? That's what Eric and I are here for.
Very good spot to write on top of the problem. Okay, those are the flow charts for the and for the or. In the or, I'm asking three questions. If I get a yes to any of them, I display. In the and, I'm asking three questions, but they all have to be yes in order for me to display. Okay? Okay, so now I'm going to go back to access and do those. Questions about the flowcharts, anyone? So now I'm going to come back here and I am going to say, let's see, I didn't save that one. So I'm going to save this too. And then I'm going to say create, query design, add, close, bring down everything. And on the OR line, I'm going to say CI, and then, I mean the criteria line, then what do I do next? What's next? Hello? What's next?
GPA greater than 3 on OR line.
Thank you. And now what?
Courses greater than 10
on OR line. On the second OR line. So I drop down a line. If I had put them on the same OR line, it would have been greater than 3 and greater than 10. It would have been both of them. So I have to drop down one line, yeah.
So all the space under the ORs for any other...
Yeah, you can keep going OR if you wanted to. Because AND goes on the line all the way across, and ORs go down like that. So that's the OR. And if I take a picture of it, that is the people that met one of the criteria. Okay? GPA greater than 3 didn't happen on the BU majors, so they're not showing up. Okay, then if I go back and change this to a AND, what do I have to do to this greater than 3? Where does it go? On the criteria line. And where does the greater than 10 go? On the criteria as well. Because for a series of ANDs, they were all on the same line. This and this and this. Yeah.
What would happen if you completely skipped the criteria line, put everything on the OR line?
I have no idea. It never occurred to me to try that. Go ahead and try it and tell us what it does. And the results of this are just those two. So those two are the only ones that have a CI major and a GPA greater than 3 and number of courses greater than 10. So did you try it?
The same thing happens.
The same thing happens. That would have been my guess, but never having even thought to try that. Okay. Now I want you to go back to your table and add a field in there. So I'm going to design view and add a field called type. And I don't want to call it T-Y-P-E. I'm going to call it just TYP. There are certain words that are reserved for use by languages, and type always makes me nervous because it's heavily used in technology and in languages. So spelling it as TYPE, I may be in conflict with another use of it. So if I misspell it, then I'm safe. So I'm going to call it type. And I'm going to make it a short text field of one character. And what I'm going to put in there is a C if a person is a career student and a T if they're a transfer student. So I have just put in type and I've made it a short text. And then I want to go and I click on the graph to see the graph toggle up there, to see the data, and it says you must save the file, and I save it. And now type is there. So I'm going to put a C and a T and a C and a T and a whatever you want to put. So I've got some students are career and some students are transfer. So I put a C or a T there. And you can just put them in however you want to put them in. Actually, I think I'll make one of the business ones a transfer. Okay, so I think we'll go with that one. And again, you can put in the data however you want to put in data. It's just that you have to kind of look at it and see if you're getting the right output. But I put in the type there as career or transfer. And now I click on the X and I've got it saved. Okay, so now what I want to do is create a query where the type is equal to career and either the major is equal to CI or the GPA is less than 3. Okay, so I want type equals C, and either the major is CI or the GPA is less than 3. So again, try drawing a flowchart for that and try doing the access for it. This is similar to one of the flowcharts that I did. Give that a shot at least. Next Tuesday, we're going to have a group activity where I'm going to bring you up into groups of 3 and have you do some database stuff. So, my suggestion is that you come, because if not, you will be assigned to a group of 3 online and you'll have to do it online with a group. And it's a lot easier to do it in class than it is to do it online. So, I would suggest you come. And if you are a student at home that is taking this online and it's convenient to come, feel free to join us. That was said for the recorder. Okay, that's the flowchart. Since we are getting low on time here, I'm asking if the type equals C. That has to be true. And either major is CI or GPA is greater than 3. So I'm asking, is the type C? If it is the major CI? If it is, I display and I don't care about the GPA. But if the major isn't CI, then I need to look at GPA and see if the GPA is less than 3. And if it is, I get to display. Okay? So if the type isn't C, I'm out of here. There is no second chance. But if the type is C and major is not CI, I still have another chance, because if the type is C but the major is not CI, I have another chance. It's the GPA less than 3. And if the GPA is less than 3, then I get to display. Okay? So now let's put that into a query. So I'm going to say create query design, add and on this one I've also got type. And I'm going to put that over. I don't need number of courses, so I'm going to leave that out. So what am I going to put here on these lines underneath? What goes under type?
C.
In quotes. Okay, what? Where else do I put something? Yes, because this has to be true, and if it has to be true, it has to be on all the lines, because it has to be true. Now, what else do I need to make this work?
At the intersection of criteria and major input CI.
Okay.
At the intersection of GPA and 4, you put less than 3.
Great. Okay, so that's what I've got. That went a lot faster. I thought I was going to get to say no a few times. Good one. Okay. So, this is, the type has to be C, and either the major is CI or the GPA is less than 3. And we'll go look and see if anybody meets that criteria. Those all meet the criteria. And so I'm all set. Now, I think that if I go and look at the data, I'm going to save this, type C. Okay. If I go look at the data, do open, the career one had the 3. So I'm going to change that to a T and the one below it to a C so that I get the BU one will have a GPA less than 2. So I just change the data for a minute. And now that I've changed the data, I can go in here and open this in... I get that BU major that I now made a career student. Before they were a transfer student and they didn't show up. Now I made them a career student so that they would show up because I wanted to see one or the other. Okay. So all of these, this has to be true. And then either CI or less than 3. GPA, and that BU2 got me one. There was a type C, but it wasn't a CI major, so it had to be a less than 3. Questions? Okay, so as I said, Tuesday I'm going to give you a project that you're going to work on in class and hand in the answers as a group because I basically want you talking and thinking. I'm going to break you into groups of 3, so if you have somebody you want to sit with, organize yourself so that you are doing that. So when you come in, I'm going to break you up into groups of 3 based on sitting arrangements. All right, we are done. Have a productive weekend.
Homework is due by midnight tonight. Okay. A lot of you have already passed it in.